friend for many, many years. And if you, most of you know them because they're out of our church. And we thank the Lord for them. We count it a great privilege to have Dale and Nelda West as missionaries out of this assembly. Now, I asked Dale, if you wonder why all this is up here. Years ago, man, it's
25,
maybe years, you're right. Years ago, when Dale was in Saltillo as a missionary there, he went and showed me the Potter's House. And blessed my life. Now, I think there are lessons to be learned at the Potter's House that you just don't learn anywhere else. He not only showed it to me, but he showed it to another fellow by the name of Paul Henderson. And Paul Henderson built a sermon on it with slides. And I think he showed it over, or preached it and shown it over 1,300 times already there. And I asked Dale to preach the Potter's House this morning. Brother, what you need is God the Potter dealing in your life. So it's a sermon I've heard and known a lot. It's a good lesson, really a real blessing, a great message. And I hope you get a blessing from it. I've asked Nelda to come and give us a testimony and whatever's on her heart. And we thank the Lord for you, sister. And after you've done this, would you sing a special for us? And then after our special, Dale, you take the service. Okay?
Amen. Just as Willie said that he didn't know why the Lord left us in this mess, one day I was thinking and kind of making some plans for the conference, and the thought came to me, why me, Lord? Why me? Oh, Lord, my God, how could it be that you could use someone like me to go and take your precious word to those lost souls who've never heard? To tell them of your Son who came to save them from their sin and shame, who died upon a cruel tree that they might live eternally. For surely, Lord, there are those who can be better fitted for your plan, those more faithful, strong, and true, who would make much better servants for you. But then, as clearly as could be, I heard my Savior speak to me, his voice still ringing in my ears, quietly calming my doubts and fears. The angels from my home in glory, I did not choose to tell the story, but rather I desired a man to tell of my redemptive plan. So all that I will ask of thee is to love and serve me faithfully, to take the message to all men whom I have chosen to save from sin. Take heart, my child, be on your way. I command you to go, so quickly obey. Fear ye not, for my promise is true. I'll never forsake, nor will I leave you. And then, though I still don't understand why God chose to use me in his plan, nor how he could love a sinner like me and make me part of his family, I will go and serve faithfully because of his great love for me. I'll tell how Jesus died for sin and how men can be born again.
Amen.
I'd like for you to turn with me to Psalms 37. Just a few things that I think have been a blessing to me. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm a very unusual person. I'm a very satisfied, a very fulfilled wife. You don't hear that very often, do you? 39 years ago, next week. I married Dale, and we've had our problems. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's been a wonderful time. I'll say this, it's never been a boring time. I don't think you can be married to a West son and have a boring time. But it's been wonderful. It has really been a wonderful time. And you know, it's a real challenge to me to help teach and train and encourage the sisters in San Luis to be the kind of wife that their husband needs. Okay, in Psalm 37, verse 3, there are five points in this psalm that really have meant a lot to me. I'd like to just very hurriedly give them to you. One is, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Five things that we need to do, remember. Actually, there are six, but five in this psalm. Trust in the Lord. You just trust him for everything. And he'll never fail you. Then the second thing, verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord. And he shall give thee desires of thy heart. Just as delight in him. You know, if we delight in the Lord, we're not going to ask for things that are not good for us. We're going to ask what he wants us to have. And then for the verse 5 is commit thy way unto the Lord. Just commit your way. Commit your day. Commit your very life to Him. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Then verse 7, rest in the Lord. Just rest in Him, wives. Just rest in Him, missionary wives and mothers. All we have to do is rest in Him. You know, He knows the beginning from the end, and He knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for our children. And this verse has meant so much to me, to learn to put my complete self in Him. Just rest in Him. And wait patiently for Him. And He'll show you. And then the last thing is the verse 34. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and keep His way. How important those things are. Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit thyself thy way unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Then wait on the Lord. And then in Psalms 71, two verses here I'd like to close with. 71 verses 8 and 14. After we've done all this, you know, when the storms of life are raging, like Willie was talking about, we still need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Above everything else, no matter what happens in our day, He still deserves our praise.
Amen.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. And then verse 14, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Amen.